This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 and 105.7 FM of the Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, my name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, in for Sparky today on this lovely, lovely Monday, St. Patrick's Day. Charlie, you have a green beer yet today?
I have not yet today, no.
Charlie, will you have a green beer today?
You know I'll have a green beer today. I gotta have a green beer.
Yep. Tommy and I rocked some Rubens for lunch, so that was delicious. We did extend the invite, my friend.
I know, I was with my grandma, and I got like an Irish Scrambler thing.
Ooh. And you're a big mensch. I don't know if you know what mensch means, but it's a positive thing.
Okay.
You are a mensch helping out your grandma. Love that. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily. We've been talking brackets. We've been talking Badgers, talking Bucks. Time to talk a little NFL and Packers. Joining us now, Packers senior writer on the phone, Wes Hodkowitz. Wes, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, guys. I got to tell you, we're not talking about any Packers or NFL, though, until someone explains to me what an Irish Scrambler is. Because
right.
Now, maybe I didn't get my lunch in time, but now I'm suddenly hungry.
All right. Yeah, you are.
So an Irish Scrambler is corned beef, like, cut up with hash browns, eggs on top, some peppers, onions, mushrooms, and then I always put country gravy on, like, every breakfast item I ever have.
Country gravy.
So I threw some country gravy.
All right, you took it a step far there, Charlie.
Swiss cheese, too.
You had me. Yeah, Swiss cheese. You had me with all that stuff. And then I'm not sure.
What's wrong with country gravy?
I'm not sure that. I feel like you took your Irish Scrambler and you made it like a country Irish Scrambler, which I don't know that exactly, you know.
It worked. It tasted great to me.
I'm sure it was delicious. All right, so
yeah,
Wes.
It sounded good.
All right, so it's basically like a crazy scramble with everything, but with corned beef in it. You add the corned beef into it as well. I guess with corned beef, it's basically a corned beef hash egg scramble with peppers and onions and mushrooms.
All of it put together.
All of it put together. Just like, and then Swiss cheese. Oh, I'm in too. next time you're in Milwaukee, Wes, let's get together.
We got to do that.
Charlie's going to make him for
us. I got
you. So.
I'm in.
Yes, for sure. Well, thanks so much for jumping on the show. Appreciate it. Jamar Chase gets $700 bazillion. T. Higgins gets $200 bazillion. Not really a surprise, but what was your reaction when you saw those deals?
The price of poker keeps going up, boys, as it relates to the receiver position. And, you know, one of the things I've been kind of preaching in the Q&A we do on our website is, you know, I understand, you know, fans, they want some answers at the receiver position. Obviously, you lose Christian Watson. They want an addition there. But, my goodness, there has not been one receiver contract that's been handed out this offseason that's made me sit there and go like, wow, they got a good bargain or that was a good deal. The Bengals certainly had to take care of those two guys. I think they just waited too long was the problem there. You know, with what Joe Burrow, everything they accomplished, that is the heart and soul of your football team. But man, oh man, I mean, the way these receiver contracts are going, it's the way everything's gone with how the cap has expanded, but that's a lot of cash.
Yeah, I think that was my reaction too. Honestly, I think the best deal might have been Davante Adams, 2 for $46. Like when you look when you look at the rest of these deals, that might be the best deal of the free agency period.
Yeah, I think LA really made out well there because you move on from Kupp, and who's been a good player, but at 31 years old, he gets 3 years, 45 with Seattle. I like much. Rather like the Davante Adams deal with 2 years, 44. And I think if I saw that right, there might be an out there after the first year to make it like 1 year, 20 or 22. So yeah, it's the price and game everybody plays. And I'm very curious to see how this goes in the coming years, because it felt like for so long, the running back market got depreciated. And then you saw what those three veterans did last off season, and seeing what these free agent receivers now do and how guys respond and how their teams perform, I think it's really going to be a telltale sign for what these next few years are going to hold.
And I think it's. I mean, obviously going to have an impact on what the Packers are willing to do, what the Packers can do. And depending on how, you know, Reed and Wicks and Dobbs progress this year, like they're going to be looking at those types of deals in a year or two.
Go
ahead.
No, for sure. And that was one of the things, too. I mean, there's so many different, I think, responses and emotions that came out of the 2024 season. Some of it I understand, some of it I honestly don't, just because we went through this with Davante Adams in 2016. And you saw, you know, or 2015, I should say, where a guy takes a step back, whether it's injuries, whatever the situation, and then they respond and bounce back. I want to see that bounce back from this particular group and allow those guys to grow. Now, that's not to say you can't draft a receiver. That's not to say you can't sign one. But any dollar you spend today has an adversarial effect on what you can do with those guys a year from now. And the Packers have three really strong draft classes that are coming up.
Follow Wes Hodkowitz on Twitter at Wes Hod. That's WESHOD, WESHOD. So looking at the Nate Hobbs signing, and I know he was in the building on Friday and talked and seemed to be pretty excited to be a member of the Green and Gold.
Yeah, he did. And I think learning about his story, I'll be honest with you guys, I didn't know a lot about Hobbs until the Packers signed him. I just haven't paid much attention to the Raiders here the past few years if it wasn't Josh Jacobs or obviously Devontae. So, but learning more about his story and the, you know, the few amount of penalties he had while playing in the slot, that's a position where sometimes you become a lightning rod for those calls. And obviously, there's been some injuries he's had to weather through, but I don't think toughness has ever been really a question mark at all. And when you look at how Green Bay prioritizes how they build a roster, versatility is something that is a buzzword for every NFL team, but I think it really is true with Green Bay. And inside, outside, last year you guys saw with Keyshawn Nixon how they asked him to do both of those things. Having that type of versatility, flexibility, and with a young guy who still has his best years ahead of him, that's sort of been the blueprint for how Brian Gutekunst has approached unrestricted free agency. And coming off a draft class that only produced one guy on a second contract, Isaiah McDuffie, I figured we would see some of these type of signings, and certainly Hobbs is the guy that the Packers have decided to hitch their wagon to.
So we have the press conference with Hobbs, or I don't know if it was exactly a press conference.
The scrum.
Right. They made like a little tree of microphones, it looked like, for him to talk in front of the microphone bush or whatever it is. But we haven't gotten that press release about Banks. We haven't had him there. What's going on there? Why hasn't that happened yet?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with those deals, I think sometimes these things leak out so early now, especially with this negotiation period, that, you know, just because something gets done doesn't necessarily mean, okay, everybody drops everything, contracts get signed, guys have to come in, they have to do their physicals, you're not sure exactly in their personal life, you know, where potentially they are, vacations, you never know. So I understand why fans get kind of nervous about those sort of things, but it's not a situation where, like, Za'Darius Smith a few years ago – And this is why a lot of times you'll see organizations like the Packers not announce, agreed to, you know.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Firms, because, you know, Zadarius had signed a few years back to go back to Baltimore, and then he backed out of it, and then ended up ultimately, I think that's when he went and signed with Cleveland, if I remember right. But be that as it may, I think everything will get sorted out here with Banks soon enough, and you know, he'll be in the fold. Obviously, this is a big commitment that Green Bay's making, and he's going to be a big part of where Green Bay hopes to bring this offensive line in 2025 in the future.
Absolutely. Wes Hodkowitz, Packers senior writer, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. So is there anything between now and the draft? Like, are there, you know, I know there's still free agents out there. Is it less splash and maybe just filling in some actual need holes now between now and the draft? Or like, what happens between, do you have a little time to, you know, take a deep breath a little bit?
Well, back in the day, I always liked this time because we would have the schedule release coming up, but now that's gotten so far pushed back. That used to be something that would, if you guys remember, used to actually come out before the draft. But in the post-COVID era, that's become kind of its own holiday now, and I think is what's pretty much been May. But the challenge here and why it starts to get quiet is because you have that unrestricted free agency window where if a guy signs for a contract, that could potentially affect your compensatory net formula. Now, there's a window that ends. I think it's usually like the first week of May, somewhere around there, and then that's when sometimes you start to see guys sign again. Because if you sign a player, it no longer could take away a sixth or seventh round pick potentially from you, and we know how much, especially in Green Bay, they really value that sort of thing. That's not to say you won't see deals get signed, but I think so much of it now is based on the domino effect. Like, you look at what's happening at quarterback, there's all this, you know, people waiting and all this holdup because, well, what is Aaron Rodgers going to do? And if Aaron signs here, what does that mean for this player? Are you seeing Jameis Winston right now go to New York and take a visit? Those are sort of the, after you get through that initial exciting wave of, okay, these are the top free agents and they're going to sign for this amount of money. Well, now you got to kind of wait to see everybody sort of slots and fills in, and that's where it gets kind of quiet. But I think still Green Bay has been very successful. If you look back at their track record under Gutekunst, whether it was Devondre Campbell, Mercedes Lewis, even Keyshawn Nixon, I mean, there's been some of those guys that have not necessarily been the main headline drawers off the bat, but ended up being really good players for them, and seeing if you could potentially find some more of those diamonds in the rough here in the next couple weeks and months.
So I was going to end things with Aaron Rodgers, but I have a couple more questions. You brought him up, so where's he going to play next year?
I personally want to see Pittsburgh, and that's not, I mean, obviously I think all the media, like, they would love the Vikings thing, and then, you know, the prophecy.
The storylines, yep.
I get all that, and that obviously would draw up a lot. Green Bay has to play Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and the New York Jets, or Giants next year, excuse me, so I think in any scenario, all those could potentially be in play as far as the narratives in Green Bay. But I just think the Mike Tomlin thing and how they've always sort of been complimentary of each other, Pittsburgh has really been struggling to find a new face of that franchise since Ben Roethlisberger retired. They went the first round pick route. That didn't work out. They went to free agency. That didn't work out. They did the deal with Russell Wilson, what have you, and they've kind of been stuck in neutral. I'd be curious to see if Rodgers would be the one that could kind of revive them a little bit. But certainly, I think if you ask the average NFL fan that just wants to see some drama and theatrics, certainly Minnesota is the team that I think everybody wants them to be at.
It really is. I mean, just, you know, the storylines write themselves. You won't even have to write anything next year. Like you just chat GPT. Just chat GPT, Aaron Rodgers on the Vikings, and like 47 articles will print out. It's like... It takes care of itself there. All right, so I think because Mr. Hobbs was introduced, and I think because Jaire Alexander's on the roster, there's a certain element of Packers fan that's fantasizing about what if they could figure this out with Jaire? What if they could just get together with him and figure out one more year and everybody stays healthy? This secondary could be one of the best secondaries in football. Is there any way things work out with Jaire, or is this just there's no reason to cut him between now and June 1st, so there's no rush?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing here, guys. I mean, there's no roster bonus. A lot of times where you see guys get cut, these veterans get cut, is because they have a roster bonus coming due. That wasn't a consideration with Jaire, so there's no real, other than the fact that the Packers want to legitimately just clear some cap room, there's no reason to do any type of deal right now. That being said, I've always been a huge fan of Jaire, the person, the player. I've always wanted to see them kind of make this thing work. I was excited coming out of the end of last season, that, you know, looking like everything was going to kind of find its way back onto the track. But at the end of the day, it's a production-based business. It's about being on the field, and Jaire's pretty much missed the totality of a full season now over the last couple of years. So I don't know where it's going to head, but I will say this. I mean, Jaire is still a relatively young cornerback, and he's been incredibly productive when he has been healthy. He isn't the type of guy I would just want to see the Packers let go for nothing. So
right.
Figuring out what the best course of action is for him and this franchise, I think, is probably what the next couple weeks are going to be about. I'll be down in Florida here in a couple weeks for the owners' meetings, and I'm assuming that'll probably be one of the top questions that both Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur will be asked.
For sure. Wes Hodgkowitz, Packers senior writer, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. We're on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and, of course, free on the Odyssey app. So, Wes, what are you working on right now? Any spoilers for any projects you got going on right now?
A couple things as far as the offseason is concerned. Obviously, you know, Mark Murphy, his last year as a Packers president CEO, and then that transition that's going to be happening with Ed Policy taking over, that's kind of the one of the things that's going to be dominating my offseason. But otherwise, this is my first day back, boys. I had a couple weeks off here. So
Nice.
Our other writer, Mike Spofford, is gone. He's a big NCAA tournament guy, so I always get saddled with this week, which is fine. Mike likes going out and drinking on the NCAA tournament. I enjoy just working and watching it on my second monitor, right? Like, we all have our ways of going about these things. But
yeah, we all do that, for sure.
but otherwise, yeah, just setting the stage. The draft 38 days away in Green Bay. I mean, there is a palpable energy you can feel around the stadium right now. I think when you talk about once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunities, there's been several of them here the last few years, whether it was going to Brazil or the draft and some of the other things that are happening. So it's going to be exciting. It's definitely, for it being Mark's last year in that head seat, there's a lot of cool stuff still, you know, in these next couple months.
Very cool. Well, Wes, thank you so much for jumping on today. Had a blast. And we'll definitely catch up down the road. We got to get you on the Mason Crosby Show as well sometime soon.
Man, that was fun. That was the only. I came out of PTO purposely.
Last Friday,
get paid that day. I had to be there for that one. Mace is one of my all-time favorites. I couldn't miss it.
Well, now that seemed like. I mean, we were talking about it this morning because he was off all last week, so we didn't get to recap it with him.
Oh.
He just had a blast. Like, he was up there and he was like, he didn't want to leave. And his kids stole the show. They asked some great questions. He had a great day.
You know, it was fun, man, and it's for me, someone that originally was a young person doing this, that's now a middle-aged person doing this, seeing a guy like that to cover him for over a decade and then see him get his flowers, that was a special day.
Awesome. Well, Wes, thank you so much for jumping on. Like I said, we'll have you on the Mason Crosby Show soon.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.